We are going to stay on the markets and bring in our next guest, John Adams, BMO Global Asset Management Senior Investment Strategist. Thank you so much for being with us, John, today and taking the time. I want to ask you, what do you think is the biggest risk to the Fed now as it goes down this road of getting rid of all of this historic stimulus and as it begins to consider hiking rates as well?
Sure. Thanks for having me. First of all, I think the Fed's in a very challenging spot where the market's now expecting two or three interest rate hikes last year, and no one really knows how long this period of elevated inflation is really going to last. So we do think that's really the biggest risk as we head into 2022, is the Fed getting maybe a bit ahead of market expectations with respect to potential rate hikes. So the Fed's going to monitor data very closely. You mentioned the PPI data earlier today. That was the highest print on record. That is concerning, but we'll be focused very much on supply chain imbalances, on wage pressures as we head into early next year. But it's really a difficult position that the Fed's going to be in kind of Q1 to Q2 of next year.
And of course, John, we're going to get that Fed policy decision tomorrow. It looks like Wall Street's betting that Jay Powell and company are going to move up the timeline to tighten monetary policy. And that could, you know, set the stage for earlier interest rate hikes. But don't you think this market has already baked in at least one interest rate hike in the first half of next year?
Yeah, there is one hike priced in early next year, 2 to 3 in the full year of 2022. We think the Fed really wants to maintain maximum flexibility and that they want to get tapering over with as quickly as possible, likely by the end of March, to kind of double the pace there, get that off the table in March, and then focus on potential rate hikes. And they'll want to monitor data very closely. The inflation prints for the first 3 months or so of the year will be very important. If the Fed finishes tapering at the end of March, they might set the stage for a potential hike in June, maybe another in September, another in December. A lot will really depend on the inflationary data. But we do think that at least one hike is largely priced into early next year. But a lot of that will depend on not only inflationary developments, but also on the virus, potential other variants as we begin to assess the outlook overall.
Hey, John, it seems like Jay Powell is between a rock and a hard place. So tomorrow, when he gives his statement, how careful does he have to be about the messaging that he delivers and the tone with which he delivers it?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. He'll have to be very, very careful, especially not to appear overly hawkish, because the Fed has pivoted. The so-called Powell pivot has really changed things over the last couple of weeks. And we think that Chair Powell will really try to guard against appearing too hawkish. He knows that's really the biggest risk that markets are looking at right now, is a Fed that's potentially too hawkish. So we think that he'll make it very clear that the Fed remains data dependent. He'll avoid talk of that transitory word that he suggested should be done away with or retired a couple of weeks ago. We think he'll very, very much stay to script, stay on message, and try to avoid any expectation of kind of a preset path for interest rates. But that dot plot that's been a bit of an issue for the Fed, that'll continue to be maybe a bit of a difficult message for Chair Powell to kind of explain all of those different dots. And he typically kind of discounts the importance that markets place on those Fed dots. But we think he'll stick very closely to the script, stay very much on message tomorrow.
And John, how should investors be looking at their portfolio if they want to be defensive when it comes to inflation and also take advantage of the volatility that you think we're going to continue to see in the first half of next year?
Sure. So we've been telling investors to remain overweight equities. That's been a nice position for us for the last couple of years. A bit of a bias toward U.S. equities, a bit of a bias toward value versus growth, which should be a nice hedge against elevated inflation, but really just pure diversification. That's kind of a nice hedge against any inflationary overshoot. Not all countries are facing the same inflationary pressures that the U.S. is. So we're encouraging investors to remain globally diversified in international developed equities, as well as emerging market equities. But really, we think equities will perform pretty well as long as inflation gets back down to kind of a 3 or 4% range. We remain underweight core fixed income as well in portfolios as a potential hedge against higher inflation.
All right. Well, you hinted at it earlier, transitory, the most short-lived word in economic policy. We will leave it there. John Adams, BMO Global Asset Management Senior Investment Strategist. Thank you so much for your time today.